Proclamation number 8083 of 20th of January, 1962. Activity in the beyond. Giving out the truth. Without truth you cannot become blissfully happy, for truth is light, and once you enter the kingdom of the beyond, every error you still hold on to will darken the light, it will impair its radiance, and this will mean for your soul that it cannot yet redeem itself. But the soul only finds its happiness in the redeeming activity. Thus it cannot radiate light itself as long as it does not possess it, even if it no longer needs to dwell in darkness, because its way of life on earth has secured its entrance into the kingdom of light. But it must free itself from erroneous thinking, it must ward off every shadow which every wrong thought signifies. It must desire pure truth, and then it will also be allowed to receive it, and brightest light will shine upon it. You must know that your bliss in the kingdom of the beyond consists of carrying light to the souls in darkness, of helping them out of wrong thoughts and offering them the pure truth. For the truth lets them find me whom they have not yet recognized correctly in error. And many people enter the kingdom of the beyond who think wrongly. You should help them in their spiritual adversity and thus redeem them. But for this you must be enlightened yourselves, you must have been instructed in the truth and thus first try to free yourselves from knowledge which does not correspond to the truth. If your life on earth has been an activity of love, then you will suddenly recognize the right knowledge as soon as you have discarded the earthly body. You will stand in bright light and now also be able to carry out your activity on other souls, which makes you happy. But often a soul holds on to its knowledge which it represented on earth, and then its state is not blissful, then it will still be in a state of twilight until it is willing to be taught the truth itself, until it relinquishes its wrong knowledge and now also increases in light, which slowly starts to shine and also has luminosity, i.e., helps souls out of darkness again who want to accept the light. For this reason it is incomparably valuable to have already accepted the truth on earth, for this is light which clearly and distinctly shows the path to ascent, and which also signifies beatitude in the spiritual kingdom, because the soul can now be active for its own happiness. Only love can bring light to you humans, even if a person lacks spiritual knowledge, for he will suddenly know everything and be blissfully happy. But anyone who has love will also not reject the truth on earth when it is offered to him. And therefore he will be able to register a great plus upon his entry into the kingdom of the beyond, because he can now share out the treasures he acquired in earthly life by fulfilling my commandments of love. He will be richly blessed and able to work in the spiritual kingdom without any darkness. Thus his light will also be correspondingly bright, and blessed is he who does not pass away on earth without love. And no matter how low the degree of love is, but it always signifies a small light which is a great help when he arrives in the kingdom of the beyond. Therefore you should not be indifferent as to whether you move in truth or in error during your earthly existence. You must first have discarded all error, you must have accepted the pure truth before you can enjoy bliss in the kingdom of the beyond, for this consists of the redeeming activity which, however, can only be carried out by a soul which stands in the light itself. Thus in recognizing the pure truth, because this soul is also in contact with me as the eternal truth, and this union with me is the aim which every soul has to reach if it wants to be and remain blissfully happy forever. Amen.